12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning will be Lindsay Williams. We're going to be talking about what is really going on in the world. Now, of course, one of the things that's getting people's attention is the Occupy Wall Street movement. And people will tell you it's a spontaneous movement just taking place all throughout the world, leaderless movement. But do you honestly believe that this is a leaderless movement when they're training leaders? They have facilitators to come to the meetings where they train the leaders. They provide food and lodging. And who's putting up the money for this? Who is behind this leaderless, so-called leaderless movement? And are we being told the truth? This is a worldwide movement, although it's certainly here in the United States. It's aimed against Wall Street, but this is a worldwide spontaneous movement? Of course not. Well, then they'll tell you it's the communists and the socialists are behind it, and yes, the communists and socialists behind it, but then Acorn's behind it, and George Soros is behind it, and the Tides Foundation is behind it, but what they all are missing, it not accidentally but intentionally, is there is a vast metaphysical occult movement throughout the world. And if you read their literature, they will tell you quite openly they are behind this whole movement. They hope to use it to overthrow existing society and install their Messiah. And the fact that this can be concealed by all of the media simply shows you that all of the media is controlled, and what they largely control, what the American people hear, read, see, and ultimately what they believe. Well, with that as the background, let's get to Lindsay Williams and his thoughts on what's going on in the world, certainly where we're going as far as a war in the Middle East, where we're going as far as our economy is concerned. Good morning, Lindsay. What is your take on what the events transpiring today?
Well, Dr. Stan, likewise, good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show this morning. Things are happening so in such a manner that even I, after being in touch with the elite for these 35 years, I still sit back utterly amazed at how these people are able to carry out their plans. So let me just begin, since I know you have many new listeners, you always do on your programs and on this network, by saying that many years ago I was invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain. Yes, that sounds rather unusual, but they did. I had been the pastor of a church for 12 years. I went to Alaska as a missionary. After arriving there, they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And after inviting, after asking if they needed a chaplain on the pipeline, they did allow me on, gave me executive status. I sat in their board meetings, and for 3 years' time, I lived with the elite of the world, the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, top oil company officials of the world. It changed my life because I came to realize that there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. Well, that was many years ago, and I have kept in touch with some of those people over the years. They have told me things, and every time they have ever told me anything, it took place exactly as they had said it. Things that were impossible to happen, but yet they happened exactly as those individuals said. Dr. Stan, over the years, you have been kind enough, have been bold enough. You have allowed me on your program to tell these things in advance exactly what they were doing. And every single time we've seen it happen just like they said. Well, I'm sitting back here now utterly amazed at what these people are doing, because the newsletter writers, I've been watching them for over the past 6 or 8 months. Of course, I go to the web and read many newsletters on any given day. And the things I have been hearing are going to be a crash, going to be a financial crash tomorrow morning. Well, let me just begin by saying, back this summer, I was given some information that so startled me until I was afraid. The information I got, I was dumbfounded. I said, I don't dare give this out until I can prove it, until I can know that my source is as reliable as Mr. Fromm used to be. And I didn't. For nearly 4 months' time, I didn't do a single radio show with anybody anywhere in the world. And then I decided, I've got information that is so unusual, so startling, that every person needs for the sake of their dinner table. I have no choice. I must give it out. And that's when I gave you a call one day. And I wasn't turning you down those different times that I said I wouldn't be on your show. It's just that the information that my elitist friend had given to me was so dumbfounding, so startling, even after all of these times that I've known them to be right every time, until I didn't dare give this out. And finally I said, I have no choice. I have a moral obligation. I must tell the world what I have been told. And Dr. Stan, I'm sitting here amazed at how, when old men talk, that's the best way, I guess, that I could put it to begin the program today, is to say, these people that I rubbed shoulders with back 35 years ago when I was a chaplain, they now are in their 70s and 80s, and many of you will remember that after Mr. Ken Fromm, who was one of the Mr. X's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, he was senior executive with Atlantic Richfield, I now can give out his name because he passed away about 8 or 9 months ago. And before he died, he said, Chaplain, just go ahead and tell the world everything. Basically, I put it in my words. He said, tell the world everything. I'm too old to care. And now, of course, the few individuals that are left that still get me information, old men talk. And it's amazing how even these elite are so concerned about what they even are seeing. And now are saying things that they wouldn't have said back when they were in their 40s or their 50s, maybe not even in their 60s. So if you have pencils and paper, I would like to give you what they gave me that we are seeing unfold right in front of our eyes. And I think probably the best place to start is, you've oftentimes heard the expression, the most sensitive part of any body's anatomy is the rear pocket. And I'd like to begin with that. Then I'm going to go into their agenda for 2012. I think I can say, after what these people told me back this summer, that I was so startled with that it took me time before I was even willing to give it out, I think I can honestly say that 2012 will be the most startling, the most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. And I say that because of what you're about to hear.
Hang on there, Lindsay. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, good morning again. This is Dr. Stan. With us first is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, go on with your story.
Have you wondered why the crash has not already taken place? You know, I've been reading the newsletter writers, and of course, my information comes from a completely different source than any other voice you'll hear. Usually it's, I think so, I hope so, possibly this could be, I'm following my computer analysis and so on. The reason that over the years, the information that you have heard Lindsay Williams give is because my information comes directly from the elite themselves. As they have told me things, in turn, I have told you. And I'm wondering, why didn't the crash take place the last year of the administration of George W. Bush? Why is it that we haven't seen what everyone has been forecasting? The euro's in trouble. The European Union's in trouble. Greece is in default. And yet the crash doesn't come. The United States of America began its fiscal year $14-plus trillion in debt, and yet the crash still doesn't take place. Bank of America is, for all practical purposes, insolvent. It's been bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars, but yet the crash hasn't taken place. Why? Well, I know why. And can you understand that when I was given this information back in about the middle of the summer, I was so dumbfounded, I was so startled, I was so flabbergasted. Okay, here we go. I hope you have pencils and paper, because the things you're going to hear will be coming right from the source of how they're doing it, who they're doing. These people are creating exactly what they want. They want, the elite, have an agenda that from now on through most of 2012, they plan to create such massive debt as the world has never seen before they bring about the crash. I hope you heard this. No, don't you dare let up on your provisions. Don't, for a minute's time, please, don't let up in getting in your storage food and your water and the things that your family are going to need for the sake of that dinner table. But you do have a reprieve, a short period of time here, that something is taking place that, I'll try to describe it this way. Massive debt. The elite have decided that they want to create more and more debt so that when they do finally decide to allow the crash to take place, which it will, it's just a matter of time, but not yet. And you're not going to see it take place this month or next. I know. Every newsletter writer nearly out there, nearly every time you go to a talk show, oh, the crash is going to happen on 10-10, it's going to happen on 11-11. Yes, it is going to happen, and don't let up for a moment. But you must be aware so that you can save yourself from falling into the trap. They are creating such massive debt before they bring about the crash that when they do, they can say, we have a new currency. We have the new world order answer to all of these problems. And after all, we own your house. We own your paper. We own Greece. We own the debt that all of these nations have incurred. They want massive debt, such massive debt as the world has never known, to be created in every country of the world, every state in America, every city in our United States, every bank all over the world, that when the final crash does, and they will, they have a way of doing it when they want to, and when they allow this crash to take place, they basically will hold the paper to everything. Let me give you an example. Recently, I asked a financial advisor friend of mine, I said, who in their right mind would possibly buy any Greek paper? Now, Greece is in trouble. It's a foregone conclusion that they're going to default at some point. But they don't let them. Isn't it amazing how they keep on propping up Greece here, propping up Greece there, France, Germany, everybody props up. They're trying to find a solution to the European problem. And they just won't let Greece fall, even though it is in default already. And I said, why would anybody in their right mind buy any Greek bonds or Greek paper? And he said, Chaplain, you don't understand. He said, every bit of this is a part of the plan. I said, what? He said, by the way, first of all, who is buying this Greek paper? Oh, they may give 80 and 90% interest on those bonds, but they'll never be paid back, and they know it. And I said, why would they possibly buy them? He said, Chaplain, it's part of the program. He said, they're being bought by the elite, the super rich of the world, so that when the European Union, when the Euro, when Greek, finally they allow it to crash, at some point, in some future date, he said, whenever they do, they'll be able to step in and say, okay, we hold your paper. We hold your bonds. We have control. We have a new world currency. We have the new world order. Now, we have a way out for you. But at that point, the country is in such massive debt. And he said, they are buying this paper, these bonds, intentionally so that they can have the name of the game is control. This group of people, their mindset is such that oftentimes it's very difficult for the average person to understand exactly what they're doing. They want every state in the United States of America to be in such massive debt. Look at California. California already is in such a place that it's for all practical purposes bankrupt, but yet they don't let it crash yet. Cities. Every city in America, every county in our country, they want it this way. Let me give you a personal example. Back in 1929, prior to the Great Depression, my dad became a very wealthy man. He had gone to Florida. He had made a fortune in land. And of course, back then, everybody was going to Florida. Everybody was building houses prior to the Great Depression of 1929. But my dad had made one mistake. The fortune he had made in real estate, he invested it all in Coral Gables City stock. Yes, Coral Gables is a little place, a city just close to Miami, Florida, in the United States. And he had invested in Coral Gables bonds, all of his fortune. In 1929, when the Great Depression took place, people stopped going to Florida. They weren't buying houses and land. And the city of Coral Gables, Florida, declared bankruptcy. Oh, wait a minute, Chaplain Williams. You mean to tell me a city can declare bankruptcy? You best believe. In fact, many cities in America already have, and more are going to. And whenever that happened, my dad went from being a very wealthy man to a pauper in 24 hours' time because Coral Gables City declared bankruptcy, and all the bonds that he held, all of his wealth, was gone. They never paid it back. Shortly after that, I was born. And when I was born, my mother and dad were so poor that my mother had to sell her grand piano in order to pay the doctor's bill to bring me into the world. You say cities can't default? Oh, yes, they can. They can declare bankruptcies. Counties can, too. They want every bank in America to be so in in debt to the Federal Reserve. I love to pick on one bank, the Bank of America. Bank of America is insolvent. Oh, yes, they've been bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars by the Federal Reserve. Now, keep in mind who this is. The Federal Reserve is not an agency of the government of the United States of America. They're not federal any more than Federal Express is, and there is no reserve there. They give nothing but a piece of paper and a computer entry. But through QE1 and QE2 and all the other bailouts, billions and billions of dollars, already we should have seen a crash, the whole system, but yet they keep on propping up the biggest bank in America is too big to fail. Now, let's just suppose that the elite really do what they have told me, and that is they are creating massive debt such as the world has never known before they allow the crash to take place. And they can. They could have pulled the plug back during the last years of the Bush administration. They could have pulled the plug many times in the last 2 years, but they have not seen fit to do it. And they are not going to do it until they have created this massive debt. Now, let's just say suppose, let's just pretend for a moment that back 10 years ago, you went to Bank of America and you said, I'd like to buy a house and I want to borrow some money from you to buy that house. They said, sure. And they gave you a mortgage. And you went and bought your house. You've been paying on it for 10 years. All of a sudden, the elite decide it's time for the crash to take place. The European Union is ready. The euro is defaulting. America's national debt is so great, states and cities are in massive debt. And Bank of America, likewise, has been bailed out to the tune of billions of dollars. And all of a sudden, you lose your job. The crash takes place. The American dollar, oh, I know, it's going up and up and up right now, but it's only a false sense of security. You watch out. They know that the date is coming when the purchasing power of the American dollar is going to crash. And you can't make your house payment for 2 or 3 months. Who takes your house back? The Bank of America that you got the mortgage from. Who now owns the Bank of America? Who holds all of the paper? You see, the name of the game is control. They gain control by many different methods. And Bank of America has been bailed out by the Federal Reserve. Who owns the Federal Reserve? The elite of the world. The very people that have been creating the new world order for all of these years. And they repossess your house because you can't make your payment, and it goes back to the Bank of America. Bank of America has been bailed out by the Federal Reserve. Who's the Federal Reserve? The elitist of the world who planned all this behind closed doors many, many years ago. And they didn't give you a thing when they repossessed your house. No, you've been paying on it for 10 years. Didn't give you a thing. And they turn around and rent it back to you the rest of your life. Folks, this is the best way I know. After rubbing shoulders with these people over all of these years, it's the best way I know to try to help you understand the mindset of these elitists who are bringing about their new world order, wish to bring in a new currency when they are ready to do it. And I am attempting, if at all possible this morning, Dr. Stan's been so kind to allow me to be here, to inform you as to what their agenda is. Through 2012 and shortly thereafter, you are going to see some of the most startling events that you've ever seen in your life. If you are prepared, you have nothing to be concerned about. But if you aren't, your dinner table is at stake. These things are going to happen. You have a period of time right now in which you can help spare yourself much heartache if you will listen to what I'm trying to tell you that these people have told me, and you are going to see some events that you must get ready now, because in 2012, you are going to see private fortunes lost. The next statement that when these people made it to me, I was dumbfounded. By the end of 2012, the elitists have it as a part of their agenda that private fortunes will be lost that are secured with paper. Now, I made this statement slowly, even though I've got a lot to say, and I'm trying my best to get it into this 1 hour that we have here this morning. The elitists plan to confiscate, they have a plan, an agenda, for every private fortune to be lost that is secured with paper. I hope you heard the last statement, secured with paper, IRAs, 401ks, mutual funds. If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Mr. Fromm told me back, it was about 3 years ago, it's in the archives of your program, Dr. Stan, that I came on the program afterwards and made the statement that this gentleman had given to me, who has given me so much information over the years. He said, Chaplain, you must be in our currency, the currency of the elite, which is gold and silver. He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And I said that on your program nearly 3 years ago. I couldn't understand what he was saying at the time. I didn't really comprehend. I know now exactly what he's saying. We have come to the point that the elite have created their paper. They've created the euro. They've created the paper dollar instead of giving you gold and silver, as our Constitution said you should have had. And now we've come to the point that they have created a trap, a paper trap for every person that's in it. And in 2012, they have an agenda to see to it that every private fortune is lost that is secured with paper. You must secure your fortunes, your assets immediately. You cannot wait any longer because the only plan for this fortune.
Hold of thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. That's the American
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
As conflict in the Middle East intensifies, our preparedness is vital, and the need for increased blood supplies is imminent. A pint of blood could save the life of one of our servicemen or women across the world. Give blood generously. Your donation will help ensure the lifeline of victory. Call the American Red Cross for details. That's from A-Best Enterprises for quality services backed by their years of experience. Call 303-659-4477. That's A-Best Enterprises in Brighton. They care about the safety and health of our troops overseas.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay is simply talking about the fact that they're going to destroy the value of currency, and, of course, they're on a timetable. and that timetable seems to have a great deal to do with the year 2012. And certainly we hear all these prophecies, the Mayan calendar and Nostradamus, some of the ancient the Jewish writings talked about this being a key time with the coming of the Messiah. What is really even more interesting is if you talk to a Constance Company who reads the current occult literature, this vast network that involves millions of people has set off a series of riots during the Vietnam era, thinking they would be able to topple government and bring their Messiah to power, and eventually realized it didn't work. They're back again, and what are they writing about? The year 2012, the time of the coming of the new Messiah. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
2012 will be the most startling, most unusual, the most eventful year in 2,000 years. I came to that conclusion after I had been given this information by some of the elitists this summer. And it startled me so much when they talked about what they were going to do, how they were going to do it, and I found it so different than what you're hearing in so many newsletters, from what you're hearing from so many people who are forecasting what's going to take place. And finally, after a number of months, I said, I have no choice. I have a moral obligation. I must tell you, and just sit back and watch it. That's really all you have to do, taking notes on what you're hearing this morning. And then watching this take place, many of you will remember back about 2.5 years ago when one of these elitists called me on the phone one day and he said, Chaplain, would you like the world to think that you are a prophet? And I said, Ken, what are you talking about? He said, Lindsay, the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel within 3 months' time. And I knew it couldn't happen. It would so impact the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world it couldn't take place. But I dared to go on radio stations all over America and make the statement, Dr. Stan, you were bold enough to allow me to appear on your program. And it happened exactly 3 months later, as Mr. Fromm had told me, and you began paying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump instead of $4 a gallon. And everybody wondered, what is going on? The elite had it planned behind closed doors well in advance. And now I'm trying my best to let you know what the very latest of the agendas of the elite are, and you write it down, put it beside your calendar, and you will see it take place just exactly as they're saying. Well, I'll go into how they are securing their assets. Folks, please, I beg of you, you need to do some things. Let me give you an example. Not too long ago, I attended a certain conference in the country, and when I got there, a gentleman walked up to me and introduced himself, and he said, I'm Mr. So-and-so. And I said, oh, so good to see you. I said, I did business with your daddy 30 and 40 years ago. He said, right. And he said, now he is retired. I've taken over the business. And I said, I bought gold and silver from your dad 30 years ago. And by the way, folks, I do not sell gold and silver. You could buy an ounce from me if you tried. I'm not in the business, and that is not the reason I'm telling you this. I'm telling you because you need to understand what the elite are doing, so I just have to give it to you as is. And so I said to this gentleman, I said, that vehicle that you drove to this conference in and brought your family, I said, I've never seen such a heavy-duty vehicle. He said, yes, we had to build that for the purpose of delivering our tons of gold and silver. I said, now, wait a minute. He said, yes, we're one of the largest gold-silver dealers in the country, and I won't give any names, by the way. Don't have to worry. Relax. I'm not making an advertisement for anybody. He said, this is what we deliver. And he began to name some of his clients. I was amazed. I knew who they were, and foreigners. And he said, they are buying gold and silver by the tons. I said, this is the way that the elitists are securing their assets. They're getting out of paper. They've gotten out of the stock market, but they've gotten you in. They've gotten out of 401ks and IRAs, but they've gotten you in. They've gotten you into paper, so you'll be in debt. They have gotten out of paper and have secured their assets. To give you something to prove for yourself, you can go on the Internet and for yourself and do this after the program. The U.S. Mint the first day of October. Now, that was only 31 days ago. The first day of October, the United States Mint, in one day alone, sold 737,000 one-ounce silver eagles. That's approximately 750,000 silver eagles in one day. That's 42% more than all the sales in the month of December of 2010. And who bought it? Well, I'll tell you. Saying, for some reason, these telephones have a way of playing tricks with you sometimes.
Yeah, well, mine did too, so don't feel bad. They obviously don't like either one of us. Somebody disconnected both of us, but you pick up the story there, because I think it's so vitally important people understand that, of course, they have created a paper system down throughout history. Paper systems have collapsed. Basically, America has very little in the way of reserves today. We just saw what came out of the World Bank. And America, you know, has about $1,500 of gold and silver for every citizen in our country. Switzerland has 35,000. Hong Kong, Singapore have $38,000 in reserve for every individual in that country. We have about $1,500. We have even less than China. China has several thousand dollars, I think $2,200 for every citizen of China. We have $1,500. That's all the reserves we have. They have bankrupted our nation, and they're going to pull down our financial status. Probably within a relatively short period of time. And the American people are going to wake up one morning impoverished, wondering, how did it happen? Ladies and gentlemen, long-range planning. But you pick up the story, Lindsay, of what we can anticipate in this coming year.
Well, Dr. Stan, since we only have a few more moments in the program,
wait till we get back, and then we'll give you an opportunity to get out your face and what you're doing.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Alpha Plastics and Design in Fort Collins presents this message remembering September 11, 2001. We should focus on the courage shown by the police and firefighters who risked and lost their lives attempting to save others. Let the memory of their brave deeds live in our hearts. This is a reminder from Alpha Plastics and Design, 201 Rome Court in Fort Collins, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women, and thanking them for their triumphs and for their sacrifices. Laramie Youth Crisis Center says all too often young people reach out for help to people they love the most but fail to communicate. When a teenager feels they've got no one to turn to, the result is usually tragic. Take time to listen. You could be the difference in a youngster's future. That's from the Youth Crisis Center, offering a home away from home and playing an integral part in our children's well-being. If you're a teen who wants help, call our 24-hour crisis line at 307-742-5936. That's 303-742-5936.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Lindsay Williams. Lindsay, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they get in touch with your ministry and get your material. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, after I heard these things this summer, you can imagine how dumbfounded I was. They talked about what's going to happen to welfare recipients. Folks, the part of the agenda, I'll just give them to you very quickly, statements only. Welfare recipients, food stamp people, Social Security, those who are receiving it, you are going to continue to receive your checks. And I'll tell you later when you're going to cease receiving them. This is so startling, you can't imagine it. By the way, the next subject, if you have a farmhouse or a house or a business that is paid for, you must immediately get enough gold and silver to pay those taxes for 3 to 5 years. It's another part of the elitist agenda. They have a devil's messiah agenda for 2012. This, to me, was startling beyond words when I found it out this summer. And we do a 20 to 30 minute segment on our new DVD series just explaining the devil's messiah agenda for the demoralization of America by the elitist in 2012. And you won't hear this anyplace else, I promise you. Nobody knows about it. They have an agenda for this, they even have a title for it. Fear. You must understand that since 9/11, there's not been a single terrorist attack. Now think about it. What the elite are doing right now in their agenda and through 2012, you need to hear their fear agenda. Please. Here's what we've done. When I heard all of this, and I'm just giving you subjects quickly because of what the reason why, 2012, I said I must put this on record first, and I did. We had a video studio come in, 3 hours of DVD viewing explaining the agendas of the elite through 2012. I call it 2012, the beginning of the end. The whole agenda, please. Since we've run out of time, would you take our toll-free number? The number is 888-799-6111. This is our new DVD series. The first ones were just delivered in the mail last week. This is all the material. Is the agenda of the elite so that you will know everything and can prepare your household through 2012. And our toll-free number again, 888-799-6111. We have operators standing by 24 hours a day. Or go on the web, if you will, to prophecyclub.com. That's www.prophecyclub.com. You'll find a complete description of this and how that we give you everything they're doing, and you must know why 2012 is going to see, okay, when what time I have left, I'll try to give it. 2012, the elite have a think tank. When I was given this information, I was dumbfounded beyond words. You'd be amazed how much the elite know about the Bible. They have a think tank, and in their think tank, they have come to the conclusion that there are going to be some divine manifestations in 2012. I immediately went to the scriptures, and I said, I've got to dig this out in the Bible. And when I did, here's the distinction I need to make. They know that there are going to be some divine manifestations. I did not say divine interventions. Don't expect the Lord to save you from the New World Order. He let Daniel go into the lion's den, and he went in there with him. he did not keep him out of the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he didn't keep them from going in the burning fiery furnace. But instead, he went in the burning fiery furnace with them. Read the book of Daniel, you'll find it. These people know that there's going to be something unusual taking place in 2012. It is not, I am not talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. Don't anybody dare go away and say that Lindsey Williams predicted the coming of Jesus Christ in 2012. I did not say that. I'm saying the elite know that there are going to be some divine manifestations, not divine interventions, in the year 2012, and we take about a 20-minute to 30-minute segment in our new DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End, to describe this in detail. You will be utterly dumbfounded when you see what the elite's agenda is and what they know is going to take place, and you need to be aware so that you will not be startled when you see these things happen. And you can spare yourself heartache. You can prepare your household if you know the issues. But if you don't know what the agenda of the elite is, you're in trouble. So I've tried my best to help very quickly here, if I can, through this program, to know those things that they told me back this summer, which startled me so greatly. And I have tried to give it to the American people so that they can make preparations in light of what the elite are doing, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. So I think we're going to see some very real problems. I think that our country is going deeper in debt. 43 cents out of every dollar the American government spends has to be borrowed, and yet we're still giving money to other countries. We are still maintaining our military senseless over there, over in Afghanistan, fighting all 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We're turning nation after nation after nation in the Near East and the Middle East over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Lindsey, do you foresee a war in that area of some sort?
Dr. Stan, you remember that about two and a half years ago, you called me on the phone one day and you said, would you go to your elitist friend and ask him if there's going to be a war with Iran? I did, and he laughed on the phone and said, no. Well, I'll give it to you the best I can. There is not going to be, I know, so many people have been deceived on this. There's not going to be a war with Iran, between Iran and the United States of America, anytime soon. There is going to continue to be everything that they told me 9 months ago. Please, you must know what's taking place in the Middle East. Assad of Syria said it this weekend in his communique. Please read that on the web and see what Reuters News reported about it. There are going to be continual one nation after the other. First it was Egypt, then it was Libya, and now you're going into Syria. It is so critical over there what's happening and why they're doing all of this. But Iran, no, you're not going to have a conflict anytime soon with other countries. They are going to turn every one of those Middle East countries.
Well, every time, Lindsey, God bless. Thanks so very much. Bye-bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I'm back here at American Peace Network, and I think we're in for a difficult time. I think there's going to be a war over in the Middle East. I don't know when it's coming. I'm not even sure how the combatants are going to line up. But obviously, why we are building up the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for a war there, and we are creating the best enemy money could buy. Understand that everything going on in the world is contrived. We're behind our intelligence agencies, behind all of these revolutions taking place there and other parts of the world. But understand that we turned China over to the communists in 49, and Cuba over to Fidel Castro in 1959, 1969. We brought Gaddafi to power in 1979. We toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollahs to power, and now we had a wonderful enemy in the mullahs. Ahmadinejad over in Iran is a caricature. They're all caricatures. It's political theater, ladies and gentlemen. Whether it's Arafat with his checkered bandana on his head, whether it's Fidel Castro in his fatigue uniform, whether it's Ahmadinejad with his little windbreaker and his scruffy beard, it's all political theater to keep you entertained. But understand, behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't read The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby, or heard my 4-tape set with her on the Aquarian Conspiracy, or seen the DVD we have with Constance on the Emergence, the Coming World Leader, or read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get them. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There is a vast network of occultist people out there who are in contact with the prince of this world. There is this whole movement is financed by the richest and wealthiest people in the world. And that, of course, is what everybody misses. The people who give themselves to the dark side amass tremendous fortunes, but, of course, at the cost of their eternal soul. Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing because, well, most people have no idea what's going on. I telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs about the miracle of the Internet, IP3, iPod, telephone. You can listen 24 hours a day. You won't get anything accomplished, but the information is there. You need to get it. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty because we're on the front lines of this battle. Again, our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and lots of great information there, newsletters and DVDs, and they're all free. We do hope if you're in a position to help us that you'll call us and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, but if not, please keep us in your prayers. I suggest that other people listen and understand that everything is being done to confuse us, to point us towards the wrong enemy. But, of course, we are moving into difficult times. Our enemies have a timetable. We're not privy to it, but the year 2012 seems to be pivotal for some purpose. And if you haven't read that wonderful book by Tom Horn, Apollyon Rising 2012, Apollyon Rising 2012, I'll write the foreword to the book. It's well worthwhile reading. We don't know what's going to happen What we do know is that there are ancient prophecies. What part will they play? We don't know. Entering in the most challenging period of your lifetime, please ready to live for our vision and our protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedar.